It's the last thing any parent wants to learn about their child.
Something that had just told me to check on her phone. And when I looked on her phone, I had saw these text messages that alluded to this older guy.
These Northern Virginia parents weren't naive, and in fact, they're actually very involved with their daughter. But they also didn't know what they were up against.
We still checked in on her text and things like that, but there's a, you know, back channel. I mean, there's so many different ways that this guy was able to communicate with her that we were not as savvy on.
References to pictures and references to, you know, can I kiss you and things of that nature.
We altered this Northern Virginia couple's voices to protect their identities. In this case, the guy who preyed on their daughter started when he was a teenager and she was 11, off and on for about 5 years.
So it went from this texting and sexting, it elevated into something more physical.
Because while in this case, the predator was someone known to the family, the impression he tried to make in person was much different than how he acted online.
He was about to strike again.
He started to try to get pictures from younger girls, like even younger than my daughter.
But it's clear their daughter didn't fully grasp the situation at first.
I think her reaction was more like, this is my fault. My parents aren't going to love me. Everyone's going to hate me. You know, that kind of thing. So we had to embrace her as a family so that she could get through dealing with the police.
She was looking at it from an angle where this is kind of like my boyfriend.
But as police made clear with the evidence to back it up, this relationship was really meaningless to the guy that was preying on their daughter. In fact, he was already looking for his next victims.
But at the end of the process, she was able to identify that this guy really never liked me, that he was using me the whole time.
There were so many other pictures of kids that they couldn't identify.
And I think she began to connect the dots because everything that they were kind of laying out, she could see for herself that just what they're saying is just what he did.
It does impact her, and it will impact her psychologically in relationships, I think, for a while.
I think the most important thing is that you do have to trust your gut.